Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he's running on a long track record of success. He's referring to success in business, in running the Olympics, and most recently as governor of Massachusetts. But sometimes you'll learn more about people from their failures, and this morning we'll see what we learn from one of Romney's. He entered politics by running for Senate in 1994 against Ted Kennedy. NPR's Scott Horsley has the latest in our series on the presidential candidate's first campaigns.
Mitt Romney always knew he faced an uphill battle challenging Ted Kennedy for his Senate seat. The section of his memoir, Turnaround, that describes the 1994 race is called Storming the Castle. Before taking on the longtime senator, Romney sought advice from Charlie Manning, a Republican political consultant. Manning had also worked for Massachusetts Governor William Weld.
He says, "I think I'm going to try to run against Teddy Kennedy." And I thought, well, might as well give it to him straight. Hey, Mr. Romney, Kennedys don't lose in Massachusetts.
For a short time, though, in the fall of 1994, it looked as if that might change. Kennedy was vulnerable in the wake of his nephew's 1991 rape trial. And after 32 years of Senator Kennedy, many voters were ready for a change. Manning says Romney was the best first-time candidate he ever worked with. The Boston Globe called him the multimillionaire Prince Charming with the Midas touch in business. Pollster Lou DiNatale was startled when surveys taken around Labor Day showed the race a virtual tie.
The idea that Kennedy might be vulnerable at that point in his career came as a real surprise, not only to the political community, but to Kennedy himself.
On Election Day, 2 months later, though, despite big Republican gains nationwide, Kennedy won by more than 300,000 votes. What happened in those 2 months is the story of a rare setback in the otherwise success-studded career of Mitt Romney. Kennedy himself deserves some of the credit. The veteran lawmaker rallied in time for a late October debate at Boston's Faneuil Hall. Democratic media consultant Dan Payne watched the contest, which was widely seen on WCVB television.
He was able to put Romney on the defensive. At one point, he asked Romney if he knew the cost of a health care plan that Romney was proposing. And Romney blanched, and he sort of went into his Ralph Cramden, humada, humada, humada. He didn't have an answer.
Well, the impact, I do not know the specific number
so
for
you
the impact
the
of that
cost.
On the budget, Senator Kennedy. And I think it's a wonderful idea to take it through piece by piece. And
that's what you have to do as a legislator.
I understand,
that's exactly
Senator.
What you have to do as a legislator.
The Kennedy camp also made an issue of Romney's Mormonism, saying, for example, that the church didn't allow black priests, even though that rule had been changed 16 years earlier. The attack surprised advisor Manning, who'd watched proudly a generation earlier, when John Kennedy successfully fought off questions about his own Catholic faith.
And I remember thinking, would they go after Mitt's religion? And I thought, no way. Even the Kennedys wouldn't think that low.
The Kennedy camp was roundly criticized for raising the Mormon issue, but the damage was done. Manning says the attacks made Romney seem weird and exotic in heavily Catholic Massachusetts. Even now, a survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life finds more than 60% of non-Mormons in the U.S. believe the church is very different from their own religion. Just last week, Romney was asked about his faith at a town hall meeting in California.
If you were elected president, how many first ladies could we expect?
just the best one in the
just
country,
kidding.
This one here.
All right, just kidding. I do have a real question. I was wondering if you could enlighten me exactly what your religion is about and what your beliefs are and how those beliefs might affect your decision-making as president of the United States.
Well, for the first part of your question, I can tell you, just go on whatever it is, Mormon Church or LDS Church or whatever.com, and they can tell you all you'd like to know. The second question,
well,
which is
I know
how
exactly what you believe in, though. Do you believe in it all, or are you?
I am a true blue through and through, and I'm not going to distance myself in any way, shape, or form from my faith. I'm proud of the faith of my fathers.
In the 1994 race, Romney also faced an attack from an unexpected source, a group of striking paper workers from Indiana. The AMPAD company had recently bought their unionized plant, cut their wages, and laid off some of their colleagues. When the strikers learned that AMPAD was largely owned by Mitt Romney's investment firm, they traveled to Massachusetts to make their case. The story they told was the opposite of the image Romney was trying to project of a job creator, and the Kennedy camp played it up. Union leader Randy Johnson says the strikers made a big impression.
We called them truth squads and went there to tell our side of the story. More than one group said, you know, it felt like they were the Beatles or something. They had so much press on them.
Romney argued in vain that he had nothing to do with the job cuts at AMPAT, that he'd taken a leave of absence from his investment firm before the decisions were made. But fair or not, the attack stung, and Romney didn't fight back. Pollster Di Natale says that was a rookie mistake.
The surprise was not that Kennedy came at him this way. The surprise was that Romney didn't seem prepared for it, and even though he had a few bullets in the gun, he never got a shot off.
Romney advisor Manning agrees, and he says it's a mistake Romney wouldn't make again.
One of the lessons I think Mitt really learned was you can't leave it up to the media to tell your side of the story. You've got to go out and set the story right.
Even critics say Romney honed his skills in that first race, and by the time he won the governor's office 8 years later, he was a formidable politician. Since then, it's not just Romney's skills that have evolved. Both times he ran in Massachusetts, Romney campaigned as a moderate on social issues like gay rights and abortion. Here he is again in that 94 debate, recorded by WCVB.
I have my own beliefs, and those beliefs are very dear to me. One of them is that I do not impose my beliefs on other people. Many, many years ago, I had a dear, close family relative that was very close to me who passed away from an illegal abortion. It is since that time that my mother and my family have been committed to the belief that we can believe as we want, but we will not force our beliefs on others on that matter.
Thank you, Mr.
will not see me wavering on that or be a multiple choice. Thank you very much.
Romney has since done an about-face on abortion, and he's now running as a social conservative. He says the turnaround began with some soul-searching on the issue of stem cell research. It does make him more appealing to many Republican primary voters. Still, Romney's conversion raises a question for Democratic consultant Payne. Does he believe what he says now or what he said back then?
Honestly, I've watched this guy for, you know, almost 20 years, and I really have no clue. I don't know which Romney is the real Romney.
That's a perception Romney will have to overcome if he hopes to avoid another disappointment. He writes that the loss to Kennedy in 94, although expected, felt worse than he'd imagined, and it left him with a bug of wanting to be more involved, wanting to make more of a difference in people's lives. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
You can read a profile of Mitt Romney and explore other stories in our series about the presidential candidate's first campaigns at npr.org.